You're listening to 90.3 FM KEXP, streaming worldwide at kexp.org and also on our free mobile apps. I'm Cheryl Waters. I am so delighted to be here in the KEXP studios with the band we have loved for more than 20 years and so happy to have them joining us back here in the studios. It's The Kills. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Still morning. It's still morning.
It's somewhere. It's definitely morning. Yeah.
It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
At least you guys made it nice and dark in here. I appreciate that.
Yes, it's nice. A beautiful and cozy room, and you are sounding so fantastic. I am so excited about your newest album, God Games. I appreciate you so much coming in and playing these songs for us today.
We're happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
It's The Kills live on KEXP. Take it away. You're listening to The Kills live on KEXP. That song was from their latest album, God Games, and that sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Better days, baby, don't look at. just let it play out. I know we think we're turbulent. Just let it taste, let it taste, let it taste.
Crowd goes wild. You're listening to The Kills live on KEXP.
Last days in LA, save me, baby, from strange times. You catch me in the kitchen, beginning to the fire. Love a brother, baker, burning at the stake. But stick with me under the last palm tree. Sip a little water from the dirty fountain meant to be the sum of it all. Oh, 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 it's one on three in the sun. You don't know what you want or what you got when LA's hot. It seems to make you soul down low. You don't know what you got or how to stop when LA's not what you've seen in me before.
Yeah.
sun. It's one or three in the sun. You don't know what you want or what you got when it is hot. It seems to make you slow down slower. You don't know what you want or how to stop when it is not what you've seen in me before. But
Nicely done. We're live in the KEXP studios with The Kills. That was from their 2011 album, Blood Pressures. I can confirm that.
Thank you. And my brain doesn't work. I need much more coffee than this.
You remember the songs, which is way
I remember the songs, yes. Sometimes I do remember the songs I've been known to.
And three beautiful new songs from the equally beautiful album God Games, which came out in October on Domino Records. It is such a pleasure to watch the two of you make magical.
Thank you so much.
Magical music together.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure to be here.
So good to be on tour again.
Pleasure to be back in Seattle. Yeah.
We're always so happy to see you. And you were live on KEXP 15 years ago.
What? Come on.
What's taken us so long to come back? I don't understand.
Busy, busy lives.
Oh.
Well, we've been following along on your wonderful journey. And Allison, you've said, as an artist, it is a soulful thing to constantly want to reinvent. And I feel like that's what you've done on every album, but especially on this one. It feels like you have approached songwriting in an entirely new way. And the lyrics came first, the guitars at the end, which is different than you've done it before. And it sounds like there are no rules for what The Kills can be. I've heard you say over and over that this band can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the only rule. There aren't any. I mean, I think every single record you try to push yourself to, you know, in a different place and do things that sort of scare you or you don't really know how to do, you know. And there was a nice little gap of time between this record and the last record where we started writing, and if things were sounding too much the same, it was like, okay, let's just write a whole song on a completely different instrument. Let's do this. I don't know. It was different. It had this vibe of first record vibe for me the whole time. I kept saying it. I was like, it's really, really exciting, you know, and I feel like I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm really happy about it.
Well, when there's just two of you, I imagine it's a lot easier to shift and evolve, and changing it up all the time is what keeps it exciting and gives you so much joy and satisfaction of doing this together. But also, you have such a deep connection, the two of you. It is so palpable when you listen to you and watch you make music together. And at the beginning, you knew this was something that you were going to do for a very long time, maybe forever. Can you talk about that early time and that connection that you felt and how it travels through today?
Yeah, I mean, we started sort of writing songs together. We, you know, most people know how we met, but we kind of really bumped into each other and then started making a bit of music together. And Allison was living in Florida, and she decided she was going to move over and that she was going to London and make this a real thing. And I just never had anyone have that much faith in me before, you know. And it kind of was like, wow, it was quite overwhelming, really, how much faith she had. So it was kind of, it sealed the commitment for me. I had to commit to it because, well, I was picking her up from the airport, and she'd done it, you know, with all her fridge freezer sized luggages. And we drove back to my house, and on the way we were just talking about how this was, we were going to make our lives into this, and art was going to be our life, and life was going to be our art, and we were just, this was it forever. And we kind of thought we'd never get a record deal or anything like that, so we were sort of shaking hands on this poverty pact, really.
I love it. Well, we're so happy. It's been an enduring relationship. Can you imagine how the movie would have turned out if he hadn't shown up at the airport?
I know. That would have been a disaster. I don't know how I would have gotten anywhere with all those bags. Thank you for picking me up.
That's okay.
Yes, thank you for picking Allison up.
Thanks for coming.
Well, I heard that the songs on God Games were composed mostly on piano, which is different for you, and in fact, like $100 keyboard.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how you approached this record and how approaching it differently as you did resulted in what you came up with.
Well, for me, it was I started with lyrics, which I've never done before. I'm always the one that's sort of staying up all night the night before recording to finish the lyrics and bring them in, and Allison's not heard them before, you know, and it's just awful. I know, I'm terrible. So this time around, I wrote all my lyrics first and made sure that I didn't I kind of locked my studio up and I refused to go in until a whole set of lyrics was finished. And once that was finished, I'd go down to my studio and record something. So that was a much different vibe for me. And leaving the guitars to the end was terrifying. Because at one stage I just thought, oh my God, what have we done? We don't have a guitar record. And then, but how it turned out was, it was really the last 2 weeks that I put guitar on everything. And it was like auditioning, like trying to impress Alison, like the kind of early days when we would be in competition with this. Oh, listen to this, I just wrote this. What? It was like that. I felt like I was at a sort of audition and I had to really prove myself.
Sounds like you passed the audition.
Definitely.
Thanks,
yeah,
babe.
Yeah.
Well, it's such a great record. It sounds so alive, and there's a lot of fun surprises. I feel like I hear brass, choir on a couple of songs, and Beck came in and chatted with you a bit and worked on Better Days with you. Tell me about some of those little flourishes that kind of fill that out.
Better, I mean, yeah, we didn't actually end up finishing anything with Beck, but it was very fun to sort of approach the song from a different angle. We had this demo. We kind of had the entire record written and done, and we were just starting out trying to figure out where we were going to record. And there's Jamie put brass and all sorts of different things.
Yeah, I mean, I just find those things like, I'm fascinated by minimal music and what you can take away from things. So, you know, and keep this power. And there's, I think things like choirs and brass are kind of, brass is much more of a rhythmical thing, you know, it's like a rhythmical thing. So it's adding musicality without adding layers, if you like. And I feel the same for a choir. It's adding chords and harmonies and musicality without feeling like you've got layers of stuff. So that's what I was experimenting with, if anyone's interested, which everyone looks like they're switching off and they're not. I'll save that for my TED Talk.
We're on the edge of our seats here.
yeah. Edge of your seats trying to get out of the room.
Well, I'm wondering if it's true if you were working on your archival material, the B-sides and rarities, Little Bastards, at the same time you were writing this, because if you were, I wonder what it was like to be in that nostalgic headspace, mining all that old material.
Definitely not the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do think it was inspiring. It was so interesting.
Inspiring and confirming.
It was like looking at other people. I mean, you know, some of that stuff was 20 years ago. Watching these YouTube clips of us playing and not recognizing that girl in the movie, like, wow,
yeah,
you know,
also,
it was really trippy. I never spent any time doing that before.
I felt like listening to some of those early tracks for like unreleased things and stuff. It was like we didn't care. I mean, not in an apathetic way.
We cared a lot.
It was like it was just for us. And some of the things that we released, you know, I think we'd kind of like pore over them now and think, oh, that's not good enough or that's not recorded well enough. And I liked like having that, listening to all those Little Bastards tracks and feeling like getting some of that, you know, energy.
Raw
vibe, yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun to put together. It was a super trip down memory lane. I mean, you know, you kind of have to strap in for that and be ready. But it was cool. I think it came out well.
Did you add any new oldies to your sets after mining through all that material?
Well, we started playing Murder Mile, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which was not from Little Bastards, but it was kind of an early era thing.
Yeah.
I don't think we play anything from Little Bastards. I quite like to play...
Super Powerless?
Oh, maybe Super Powerless. I was thinking of...
Raise Me. I'm just going to name them all, and he's going to keep saying, no, not that one.
No, it's the one that starts with... Passion is Accurate.
I love that. Do that again. Well, talking about that nostalgic time, there's a beautiful photo series booklet that comes along with God Games. Did you all take all those photos? What was that like, together?
Yeah, I had this idea, you know, how we work on songs together. It's very like we both kind of come in with a thing and then we add to each other's work. And I thought, what would that look like visually? for each song. And so we both take tons of photographs. And I asked Jamie, I said, just give me a photograph for every song. And I'll contribute a photograph to every song. And we'll put them together and they'll tell a whole other story. You know, and I think it's a really nice way to see work and read lyrics and listen at the same time. And I love it. Mm. I'm so pleased with that.
It's such a beautiful new record. It's God Games from The Kills. Thank you so much for taking time to stop by today.
Thank you for having us.
Really, really lovely to be here, honestly.
Always so great to see you. And we want to thank our listeners and viewers so much for making wonderful sessions like this possible. We are listener powered. You can learn more about us at kexp.org and make a gift in support of discovery of great music anytime. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll get notification every time we launch a new video. Once again, a big thank you to The Kills.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.